Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're on a really fascinating mission. We're going to try and strip away all the noise of the modern internet to really understand what happens when you commit to something called naked blogging.
Naked blogging. I like that.
Yeah, forget the endless scroll, the tracking pixels, all the pop-up ads. We are driving into a platform called Mataroa. It's built for the digital minimalist.
That's right. And Mataroa, it's really a philosophical stand against the entire, modern content ecosystem.
It really is.
And the listener has given us this perfect stack of sources. On one hand, you've got this high-minded manifesto about simplicity. And on the other,
the really technical stuff.
Exactly. The GitHub documentation. Complex code that somehow makes all that simplicity possible.
So our mission today is to connect these two seemingly opposite worlds. We want to show you, the listener, why a platform whose whole mantra is just right.
Yeah.
Why that demands such a transparent and frankly sophisticated open source backbone. And we're going to make this journey accessible.
Before we really unpack why Mataroa's founders think modern blogging is so broken, we do want to thank the supporter of this deep dive.
Absolutely.
SafeServer takes care of hosting this software and supports you in your digital transformation. You can find more information at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, let's start with the philosophy then. The core identity of Mataroa is just, it's so clean. A naked blogging platform for minimalists.
Right.
But that term, naked, it implies that everything else out there is somehow, overdressed. What's the critique here?
Oh, it's a blistering critique, actually. The sources make it really clear. Mataroa is a reaction against a web they see as visually congested and, well, morally compromised.
Morally compromised.
Yeah. They say very directly that modern blogging is bedridden with trashy ads and barbaric tracking and ugly complexity.
That phrase, barbaric tracking, that really sticks with you.
It just
highlights how invasive the typical web experience has become. So Mataroa's whole design is meant to fix this by focusing on just one thing, the word.
Precisely. They champion text. They care about words and meaning, stories, even the subtle stuff like typography and fonts.
So when you land on a Mataroa blog, the clarity is, it's almost startling because of what's missing.
Exactly. It's what's not there.
It's this absence that feels, I don't know, almost revolutionary. You won't find any banner ads, no social network buttons begging you to share.
And definitely no annoying pop-ups sliding in from the corner.
None of that. It's just pure, unadulterated thought.
And this commitment to purity, it moves beyond just the interface and into the realm of writer psychology, which I find really fascinating.
Oh, how so?
Well, the creators, they offer this truly radical piece of advice to their users. They strongly recommend that a writer does not look into analytics.
Oh, wow. That is the ultimate digital detox.
Isn't it?
So why do they call out analytics specifically as a bad thing?
They argue that tracking metrics, page views, comments, all that, is mostly fuel for ego.
Okay, I can see that.
I mean, think about the modern creator economy. Every platform conditions you to chase the next click, the next follower.
It's an anxiety machine.
It is. It forces that reactive, that immediate part of your brain system, one, into your writing. You start writing for the algorithm, not for the thought itself.
And so Mataroa tries to free the writer from needing that external validation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By removing the metrics, they force you to focus on the intrinsic value of the work. It's writing as a practice, not as a business.
Right.
And this internal focus, it's perfectly captured by this quote they feature from Jorge Luis Borges.
What's the quote?
He says, "What I'm really concerned about is reaching one person. And that person may be myself for all I know."
That challenges everything. I mean, everything we're taught about content creation today. It's a rejection of growth hacking.
It is. But you have to admit, resisting that temptation to just peek at the stats, that must be incredibly difficult.
Oh, for sure. Even if you agree with the philosophy.
But that's the beauty of the design. By not even offering analytics, Mataroa supports your discipline. They've removed the temptation. It's designing for human weakness.
So we've talked about the philosophy, this anti-tracking idea. But how does a system built on text and intrinsic motivation actually work? Let's get into the core features.
Okay. For a beginner, the ease of entry it's critical. And Mataroa nails this. They promise you can have your own simple blog up and running in 1 minute.
1 minute.
And writing a post is super user-friendly. It's all done in Markdown.
And for anyone who doesn't know Markdown, it's not complex code. It's just a really simple way to format text, a hashtag for a headline, asterisks for bold text. that kind of thing.
Yeah, it keeps you focused on the content, not on fighting with some clunky interface. And the hosting is straightforward. Your blog just lives at a clean subdomain, like, you know, your username.mataroa.blog.
Simple enough.
And if you want to upgrade, you can use a custom domain.
Okay, let's dive deeper into the privacy stuff. This is what really appeals to conscious users. It's more than just no ads, right?
Oh, way more. It's a total commitment to what you could call data sanitation. We're talking never ads, zero tracking, and no cookies for analytics or tracking.
So they're not even using, like, the benign cookies to see what's popular.
Nothing. And get this. This is a massive trust builder. You don't even need an email address to sign up.
That is radical. If you don't have my email, you don't have my main digital ID. There's nothing to sell, nothing to lose in a data breach.
Exactly. It proves their business model has nothing to do with data collection.
Which, you know, brings us to the biggest fear for any writer. Platform lock-in.
Yes.
We've all seen platforms just disappear or change the rules, leaving people stranded. How does Mataroa handle that?
They seem hyper-focused on guaranteeing you always have full control. They respect that these are your words.
That phrase feels important here. Your words.
It is. They give you every tool you could need to just pack up and leave. That's real digital freedom. The ability to export your blog anytime is standard, but they go further. With the premium plan, they offer monthly auto exports sent right to your email. It's like an automatic backup system designed to prevent anxiety.
And what if you want to take your content and host it yourself? Go completely independent.
They have robust tools for that too. You can export your files in formats that work perfectly with popular tools like Zola or Hugo.
Which is key because it means your writing isn't trapped in some proprietary database. It's portable.
Completely portable. And they'll even help you with domain redirection so your old Mataroa address can point visitors to your new home. That level of support is pretty exceptional.
This all sounds great, but it also sounds, well, expensive to run. How does a platform with zero ads and zero tracking stay afloat? What's the business model?
It's a model built on transparency. First, the code itself is totally OpenAFRO GPL. Anyone can look at it, verify the no tracking claims.
Or even run their own version of it.
Right. And second, the pricing is just that simple. Most of the core features are free, but they have a premium tier for custom domains and those auto exports.
Okay, so what does that premium service cost? It must be pretty high.
You'd think so, but it's only $9 a year.
$9 a year?
Per year. It's almost nothing. It's a super low barrier that just covers enough to keep the lights on and keep improving things.
And I think I read there's an ethical component baked into that fee, right?
Absolutely. They dedicate 5% of all premium revenue to funding CoEuro removal. So by subscribing, you're not just supporting a healthy corner of the web.
You're also contributing to climate efforts.
Exactly. It's idealism meets sensible sustainability.
That is a powerful combination. Okay, let's shift gears to the part that can feel like a contradiction. The technical backbone.
The how behind the why.
Yes. We've established this deep commitment to simplicity. But freedom and stability, they require some serious engineering.
This is where we bridge that gap. The argument is, if you want long-term freedom, you need technology that is stable, transparent, and proven. So Mataroa uses a reliable, almost enterprise-grade stack.
So can you walk us through that stack in simple terms? For the beginner, it's built on Python and Django. What does that actually mean?
Okay, think of Django as the sophisticated, powerful engine of a really reliable car.
Okay.
It's a famous, well-tested framework that handles all the complex stuff user accounts, processing posts, securing data. All of that is neatly contained in one part of the code. You need that power, even if the result looks minimal.
And where does all the writing, all the user data go?
That goes into one reliable vault, a PostgreSQL database. It's known for stability and integrity. You want to know your words are safe and won't just vanish.
So stability is the name of the game. And what about for developers who want to jump in and contribute?
The sources mention modern tools like UV and Docker. Now, don't worry about the names, but what's important is that these tools make it incredibly easy for new people to set up the whole system.
Ah, so it lowers the barrier to entry for contributors.
Exactly. You can often get the entire thing database and all running on your laptop with a single command. That's transparency in action.
And this brings us to a really unique technical detail that actually serves the philosophy, the subdomain requirement.
Yes, this is a great design detail.
The platform is designed to work with subdomains like yourname.mataroa.blog, and that creates a little hurdle for developers setting it up locally.
It does, because if you're developing on your own machine, you can't just use the standard local address, like 127.ao.1. If you did, the system wouldn't know which user's blog to show.
Because it's expecting that user-specific subdomain, so developers have to, what, trick their own computer?
Essentially, yes. Okay. They have to modify a file in their machine called echosts. They add lines that map those fake domain names like paul.materolocal.blog- back to their own computer.
Ah, so it makes the local setup mirror the real-world setup perfectly.
Exactly. It's a small, necessary bit of complexity to maintain the integrity of the design.
And what about the operational side, keeping things running smoothly?
Well, the platform is modular. You can deploy it without even turning on the billing features, which use Stripe. And then there are a couple of special commands that handle the automated upkeep.
Like what?
There's one called process notifications, which sends out emails for new posts. And another, mail exports, which handles sending users their monthly blog backups.
The automated gears that keep the minimalist machine running.
You got it. The tools that make it a reliable, low-maintenance home for writers.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener? Matura offers a truly radical choice. Total, almost monastic focus on text, a deep commitment to zero tracking, and real freedom. Freedom from an open source code base and robust export tools.
It's a platform that values what you write, not how many people read it.
Which brings us back to our initial paradox and a final thought. Matura champions absolute minimalism, simplicity.
Right, the naked experience.
Yet they rely on these heavyweight, enterprise-grade tools, Django, PostgreSQL, Docker. So the question for you to think about is, given this philosophical commitment to simplicity, why might a robust, even complex technical stack be absolutely necessary for a naked blogging platform?
It seems the answer is that true, long-term freedom requires an incredibly stable foundation.
You need a fortress to protect your words from the chaos of the commercial internet.
Indeed. Freedom often requires a robust infrastructure to support it.
And as we wrap up, we want to thank the supporter of this deep dive one last time. Safe Server helps with hosting and supports you in your digital transformation. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de.
Thank you for joining us as we explored the meaning of naked blogging.
Until next time.